听力课堂，听 class.com。
Part 2. Question 13 to 22. You'll hear five different people talking about a meeting they have attended or are about to attend. For each extract, there are two tasks. For task 1, for each question 13 to 17, choose the person who's speaking chosen from the list A to H.For task 2, for each question 18 to 22, choose the person who the speaker is talking to from the list A to H. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 30 seconds to read the two lists A to H. Now listen and do the two tasks.
Well, I'm quite nervous about it, to be honest.I've never met the boss before, and I've heard he can be a bit dismissive of younger managers. And it's only because my immediate superior is off sick that I've been asked to represent my department at today's meeting. It's so early as well, 9 o'clock. That's why I'm hoping there are no delays on the way today. At least we are making good time so far. That's all I need, not to be late. It's bad enough forgetting to bring any money with me today. That's great for someone in my department, isn't it?
Yes, the meeting seemed to go pretty well, and we covered all the important areas in my agenda. There were one or two small points that I would have liked to have got through, but I can probably have my assistant send up memos to the managers of each department concerning there. I must say I was very impressed with your ideas for the future of your department. Good work. I'm also very impressed with that young man in the finance department.What's his name? Oh, Mike. He could have quite a future in front of him like a young man. I can certainly use fresh ideas like his in his company.
I think I mentioned to you all before that at the interdepartmental meeting with the managing director last week, it was put to me that we need to look to expansion into new markets. And I am interested in any suggestions that anyone in our department may come up with. You had some excellent ideas for expansion last year when we moved to Mid-Eastern market.So if you could all give that some thought, I know, Sarah, that you said you looked into the possibility of further Eastern European customers on your last trip to the Czech Republic, and I've been interested in your report or when it's ready.
And Andrim, have you got those figures for the suggestions for the new courses that we hope to be able to offer? Or were those in the file that you left in the office too? I'd like to take them with me to the interdepartmental meeting this afternoon.As it should be a good opportunity to try to persuade everyone there of the value of the new courses and the new language training scheme in particular. If I'm successful in this, it could mean some profitable expansion for all of us in our department. So please remember to get them to me this time.
Well, I don't know. We didn't really talk about my department. Most items on the agenda seem to be about our new marketing strategy or something, which has very little to do with me.Well, I suppose it will affect me eventually, because if we do expand, a lot more staff are going to be needed. So I'll be busy interviewing for a while. But apparently that's unlikely to be before next September. Actually, that's a point, though. Perhaps we should think about taking a holiday in France before then, because you said something about being very busy in your job after August. We don't want the same complications as last year.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2.